Online, users have been seeing a lot of changes on Twitter recently, like losing their beloved blue check marks. But here's one big change that you might not have noticed that has huge, very real implications for people all around the world, whether they use the platform or not. Twitter just lifted its barriers on state media accounts for Russia, China, and Iran. NPR's Derek Kerr looked into how government propaganda is spreading as a result and joins us now to talk about it. Hey, Dara.
Hello.
So, I mean, I can hear people saying, all right, here we go, another day, another story of chaos at Twitter. But really, this latest change goes well beyond just some new company drama at Twitter, right?
Yeah, it does. You know, ever since billionaire Elon Musk took over, it's been one event after another. But here's one troubling thing I just discovered about propaganda and misinformation on the platform. I spoke to two former employees who told me that Twitter made the deliberate decision to stop its policy called, quote, visibility filtering on state media accounts in Russia, China, and Iran. In the past, that policy basically made those government accounts hard to search for and it limited their tweets. These employees said Twitter stopped that policy over the last few weeks, so we're already seeing the effects.
Okay, and how are the effects playing out?
Well, after I spoke to the employees, I reached out to the Atlantic Council, which is a U.S. think tank, and asked them to take a closer look at what was happening, and they compiled tens of thousands of tweets and found that state media accounts in Russia, China, and Iran all saw significant spikes in followers and user engagement right around the end of March. Those surges happened after months of those accounts actually losing followers. So this suggests the effect was substantial. And now the fear is that those state media accounts can start spreading virally, and this could lead to more government propaganda and misinformation across the platform.
Right. And I mean, it's only been a few weeks since this specific change, but are we already seeing instances of misinformation spreading?
Yeah, so we haven't really studied the full impact of this, but we are starting to see examples. Dmitry Medvedev, who's high up in the Russian government, posted a tweet laced with genocidal language about Ukraine, and that got many thousands of retweets. The former employee I spoke to said Medvedev's account was previously limited, so probably we wouldn't have seen this just a few months ago. When a Twitter user asked Musk about the appropriateness of that tweet, Musk said, quote, "Let people decide for themselves." Alyssa Kahn, the Atlantic Council researcher who looked into this, said a lot of the responsibility rests with Musk.
When we have that public square in, you know, what is effectively a one man's private billionaire playground, I think things like this can happen.
Okay, so Musk sounds completely uninterested in intervening here. Is there any chance that Twitter could change this policy?
It's not looking good. So Twitter didn't actually get back to me beyond sending the poop emoji, which is its standard response to all press requests. But it's important to think about the implications of the removal of this visibility filtering. Twitter is actually banned in Russia, China, and Iran, but the governments run dozens of accounts in several languages to spread their messages worldwide. People who live in those countries aren't allowed to use Twitter, so their voices are often drowned out, and the flow of information skews towards the government. Other researchers I spoke to said this also isn't just about making the government look good or activists look bad. It could also add to the spread of misinformation about things like COVID, and it could worsen divisions between governments, like those between China and Taiwan and Russia and Ukraine.
That is NPR's Dara Kerr. Thank you so much, Dara.
Thank you.